Welcome back to Between Two Wings. I am your host, Emily Norman, and today we have Matt Swee with us. He is a pilot in the Air Force, a first officer at a major airline, the co-founder of the Pilot Network, the military and airline rep for Pivot Case, and just launched a new venture that we're going to talk about later. Matt, I think my first question is, do you have any free time at all?
I don't have any kids, so that really helps.
There you go, yeah. So I'd like to start off each episode by just explaining where we're at. I am currently reliving my private pilot check ride, all smiles. I definitely passed, but tell us a little bit about your background.
Right, so I've got the airplane hangar at Maury Airplane Company, which is Charlie 29er in Wisconsin. It's actually in Middleton, Wisconsin, right down there, kind of a couple hours south of Oshkosh. And unfortunately, this hangar doesn't exist anymore, but this is where I got my start in aviation. And this is this airport has been around for a long time. They did some World War II pilot training, and then it's transitioned into a renovated airport that serves the city, you know, right there east of Madison. So it's where I got my start in aviation as line crew and refueling airplanes, washing bugs off the windshields. I got my private there and worked there all through college. So it definitely has a very special place for me.
For sure. Do you ever go back just to relive the memories?
Every time I go home, I go back. Absolutely. It's a ton of fun. A lot of the guys that I worked with when I was in high school are still there. The two mechanics that hired me actually taught me a ton and really introduced me to general aviation and the love for antique aircraft and all those sorts of things. And we actually ended up buying an airplane together, the three of us. And at the time, I had just finished my private pilot's license, and the three of us owned a little Piper Tri-Pacer, which was a ton of fun. So they worked on it and did all the engine work and renovations and restorations on it. And I did the flying. So it was a lot of fun.
It sounds like a really great aviation community and just friend group. So you got all of your training or you got started and then you actually transitioned into the military. What was that like?
That was an eye opener for sure. So as you know, private pilot flying is fun. And, you know, the excitement of getting in the airplane and going to a pancake fly-in or just hanging out at an airport when the ceilings are low and talking airplanes all day. You go up for an hour and you're always trying to scrape together enough money for the next thing. And then military flying is a whole different animal. It's extremely regimented. It's very mission-based. It's stressful, but in a good way, because the expectations are astronomically high. They really expect you to be at the top of your game. And it's a whole different level of flying to where the regulations and the stick and rudder skills themselves are almost secondary to whatever other mission you're doing. And so being able to get to a level of proficiency in whatever airplane you're operating is really the critical aspect of that, because it's not just the flying that you're doing. You're there, you're operating a machine to accomplish a mission. And that's really what's important.
Yeah, and then, you know, you had that initial transition and then you moved on to the airlines, which I can imagine was, you know, came with a whole other slew of struggles and just new experiences. How was that?
Yeah, so that was humbling to say the least. You know, 15 years of flying for the Air Force, another 5 years of being a private pilot before that, you know, almost 4,000 hours of flight experience flying big airplanes all around the world. I thought, you know, flying a 737 in and out of Newark or LaGuardia, piece of cake, you know, no big deal. But it presents a whole different kind of challenge. You know, just talking, I remember it, probably on the first, they call it IOE, but where you fly essentially with a Czech airman on your first couple of flights out on the line. And we were in Boston, and I've been talking to ground control for years, literally 20 years. And I could not figure out how to get a taxi clearance from Boston Ground. It was the most complicated thing. It blew my mind. So, you know, that you get pretty proficient at that very, very quickly, and operating in LA, Boston, Newark, you know, all the really busy airports, and you get used to it very quickly. But initially it's a steep mountain to climb for sure.
Yeah. And this is one of the main reasons why the Pilot Network was created. Can you just briefly explain what the mission is with this organization?
Right. So the Pilot Network, we also call it TPN. You'll see my shirt right here. It kind of some product placement there. So TPN got started with a couple of hundred Air Force pilots who were looking to go to the airlines and trying to figure out what to wear to an interview or how to prepare for that. And for all those pilots who only knew military flying, being able to share the information about what the airlines are looking for, how to stand out in that interview and do well, that was a big deal. And so we started, that was right in 2012, right about when Facebook groups were getting started. And it really was just information sharing amongst military pilots looking to transition to the airlines. And fast forward today, we're over 30,000 pilots, and we've got a podcast and the Facebook group and a private community, and we do an annual conference called TPNX, and it's really grown into something where we're trying to look at the entire arc of a pilot's career. So we really try to be a professional network for pilots to share whatever information, depending on whatever phase they're in. So it's a lot of fun, and there's a lot of fraternity and fellowship, and really trying to capture the Friday night at the squadron bar mentality that we've been accustomed to with military aviation, and trying to bring that into something that is for all pilots at all skill levels.
Yeah, and sharing resources and information and helping each other out. It's such a key part of everyone's flying career. So you've had the experience of flying with a bunch of different pilots, from your flight training to military to airline. Are there any key differences you've noticed between the people who've had military versus just civilian training?
Well, they certainly stand out, and not necessarily in a bad way. There's definitely differences between, there's almost two tracks to get to a major airline. The civilian path is fraught with a lot of years of paying your dues, doing a lot of hard flying at like uncomfortable times of the night or in the morning, and not getting paid very much. And so, but your proficiency is just through the roof. You're early on at a regional airline, you're accustomed to operating into LaGuardia and O'Hare George Bush International in LA. I mean, that's par for the course. You're flying the Embraer or the ATR or what have you. For military aviation, it's a big difference because you're not necessarily operating at LAX or O'Hare or JFK, but you're operating in complex combat environments where flying is secondary or even tertiary to whatever the mission at hand is. And so you're very mission oriented, very willing to accept a higher level of risk sometimes, depending on the scenario and what your regulations allow. And quite frankly, who's on the ground, who needs help, you know, because ultimately military aviation is there to support the soldiers on the ground. And that is not lost on pilots, no matter what they're flying in the Air Force. And so those two mentalities tend to even out once you get to a major airline. You know, there's a couple of years where it's always funny that the first year I was online at my airline, I never realized that I was saying this, but every time the captain would make a request or ask me to do something, my canned response would be acknowledged. And that would be my response. I would acknowledge everything he said with acknowledged. And that's one thing when you're talking to ATC. But the captain I was flying with on multiple occasions would turn over to me and say, "Dude, just chill out a little bit.
Loosen up."
Yeah, just relax a little bit. And I think that's the biggest difference. And there's not a right or wrong or a better. It's two different types of experience. And I think that's what really makes aviation amazing, is the entire industry is a mix of different kinds of pilots and different experience levels. And it really gives us an opportunity to share those experiences amongst each other. And ultimately, it makes everyone better.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't even have as much experience as you do flying with different pilots, but my dad is ex-military helicopter pilot. And just comparing my low time training to his, you know, retired, now getting into fun GA flying, it's still very, very different, mindsets. That's always been very interesting to compare.
If he was doing military helicopter, he was doing the hard work right there.
Yeah.
Low and slow and watching out for tree branches.
Oh, yes. Our approaches and finals on landing are very different. Let's just say that. Well, Matt, thank you so much for coming on Between Two Wings today. I'm sure next time we talk, you're going to have a whole new business idea, and I'm so excited to hear about it.
Yeah, hopefully not. You know, that's kind of a curse, right? You wish you could turn that off from time to time.
Yeah. So, we also thanks, talk Emily. Every was, month, so that'd be bad.
Yep, absolutely. So yeah, it was great to be on. Thank you so much for the opportunity, and thank you for all you do.
Of course. And everyone, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode Between Two Wings. We'll see you next time.